Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Time. There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now, in a city where time disappears. We create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big, we go all night, and here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Arash Markazi Show, presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. A lot to get into on a Wednesday. Wanted to pass the torch, pass the baton to my main man from the Sporting Tribune, Adrian Hernandez, who had a chance to sit down with AJ Francis, former professional football player, had a really great career with the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Bucks, the Redskins, the Giants, before he transitioned to a career with the WWE, known as Top Dollar. Now he's signed with TNA. Really love this conversation, so wanted to play it for you. Now it's our main man from the Sporting Tribune, Adrian Hernandez, sitting down with AJ Francis.
I told you we was not going to do a two-hour show and talk just strictly football, okay? Matter of fact, what we're going to do
is how many other people you had sit here actually played in the NFL, though?
See, this is true. Well, a couple. Hey, we had a couple.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Shout out Jason McCourty.
That's my guy.
Michael Irvin, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
OG.
But listen, right now we outside. The voice you just heard, the man you're seeing. AJ Francis, a.k.a. Top Dollar. Y'all, I'm going to ask you this question. I just asked you about when you played for Tampa.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is because I went to school in Tampa and I worked at Lids Locker Room.
USF?
Yes. I was a Bull, Fowler Street, Fletcher. A lot of
beautiful women went to that school.
Salem's, Ebor, what's up? I worked at the Lids Locker Room at West Shore Mall, so I'm glad I get to ask you this question. Were those Bucks jerseys the worst ones you've ever played in your career?
Nah, I actually liked them. I liked the neon lettering on the numbers. I liked it.
The font was kind of crazy.
Yeah, Bucks fans didn't like it, but I liked it. You know what I'm saying? I wore it and I liked it. Maybe I got a different perspective because I wore it, but I liked it personally. Me personally, I know Buck fans hated it, and they still do. And they call them like the alarm clock font or some. like that. Like,
no, it is true. It was the alarm clock font. The neon. Yo, the craziest. I will say the one thing that was kind of cool is, you know, West Shore Mall, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the closest mall to the Bucks game.
Yeah.
So we would have to open hella early on Sundays.
Yeah.
Because everyone would go there before they go to the game.
I did astronomical numbers at that Chick-fil-A in there.
Astronomical. Yes.
I should own stock at that Chick-fil-A. I used to eat at that Chick-fil-A. No more, because when I was on the Bucks, I was only on the Bucks for like 6 months, and it was all in the off season and preseason. So like,
where was you staying at in Tampa?
I lived in Odessa. I actually lived
I
lived with my homeboy Brent Grimes, who played for the Bucks, 4-time NFL Pro Bowler, my best friend. We played on the Dolphins together, and then he's actually the reason I got signed to the Bucks. Literally, I was a free agent because I was on the Seahawks and I had a great year, and then I told Pete Carroll I'm going to be finishing my master's, so I'm going to miss the first part of OTAs where it's just workouts, but I'll be there when practice starts. He's like, that's great. We love guys that finish in their, you know, degree. That's really important to us here. And then about 2 days before graduation, I got a call from the GM. Yeah, we're going in a different direction because you haven't been here. And I'm like, that's rude as f***. Right? So, but that aside, right? So what ended up happening was I was a free agent then, and I was a free agent for maybe like 2 weeks. Brent Grimes goes to Mike Smith, the then D coordinator, and he goes to Mike, and he played with Mike on the Falcons before.
Yes.
He goes to Mike, and he goes, hey, Mike, I know you like big D linemen. I got a homeboy of mine. He just got released by the Seahawks. Just watch his tape. Tape speaks for itself. So Mike Smith goes, all right, cool. Mike Smith goes next day, watches my tape. 1 day later, I'm on a flight to Tampa, and I signed with the Buccaneers. True story. But, you know, I lived in Odessa with him. But because of that, I didn't really have roots in Tampa. So after practice at the facility, because, you know, the facility's right there on Del Mabry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that big-ass flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to that Chick-fil-A every time. I mean, that Chick-fil-A in that mall, and it was some quality work in that mall, too, let me be real. There's some lovely ladies over there.
The thing that was cool, too, is that, so I was there from 2012 to 2016, so that was before NXT moved to Winter Park.
Yeah.
So there was FCW, which the documentary says it, for people that need to know, before they put a ring in there, it was the stock of beans for all the grocery stores to come collect. And then now that they're gone in Winter Park, it is now like a bounce house for kids' birthday parties.
Oh, nice.
So you would never think that the WWE would be training the next star, the Roman Reignses, and everyone was there. I also used to go to that Sam's Club because I was sophisticated in college. I had the Sam's Club membership.
Okay.
You buy in bulk. You only got to go once a semester. You feel me?
Once a semester?
You got to move. Well, you buy in bulk.
Brother.
You buy in bulk.
I buy in bulk now at Costco. Shout out Costco. Executive member.
Executive member.
Blackheart. Blackheart. Hold on. Let me not lie. Hold on. Just so y'all know. Executive member. All right. There you go. Executive member. You know what I'm saying?
Who
right. Nada. And but I got to go once a month. My brother, you going one. Well, I was broken college.
I was broken college.
I was broken college. I feel you.
Tip, if you go into Walmart, it is the coach should still be 6'9", which is bananas. So you scan and everything is bananas. Although they now have the camera looking
up. Oh, yeah.
And they got the camera looking at you.
And you going to big jail if you try to pull that off now.
I may have went to jail for 3 hours. That's a long story. That's a fact. No, that's crazy. Shout out to Tampa.
Hey, true story. The first time I went to Tampa was actually Mojo Rawley, who I actually played college football with, real name D. Matati. He was, while he was in NXT and FCW training when it was in Tampa, he literally lived in Gronk's like vacation home, like where Gronk would go in the off season.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, my first time in Tampa was a hell of a party at Gronk's
Davis
house.
Davis Island?
I honestly don't remember
off
where
of
it was.
Bayshore?
Yes, actually, it was.
Next to Jeter and
It was a great time. Let me tell you.
Shout out to Tampa.
Shout out Gronk. I saw him earlier, and Gronk remembers me only literally as 69. This is a true story. When I was on the Patriots, I was number 69, and he didn't know know me from a hole in the wall when I first joined the team. So when I come out first day of practice, he goes, oh, you got the best number, 69. So he literally just called me 69 forever. He called me 69 for like 2 months before he actually knew my name. And then he knew me, and then I went right to the Dolphins, so I left. But yeah, that's a true story.
No, that's dope. You ready to talk some wrestling?
Absolutely.
All right. I want to know how it feels like, so.
To be in TNA, oh, it's great, man. I love my time in TNA. The TNA is a great company that I love. I love working there. I appreciate,
Vegas, I was hard to kill. That energy was
hard to kill was crazy. And we're back here at 420, smoking if you got them, you know what I'm saying, at in the Palms, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, that is 420. That's next month. Let's go. Or 2 months.
Yeah. So we'll be back at the Palms, 420, 421. I'm here in Vegas for the Super Bowl, but, you know, I like to promote people that, you know, pay me money. So
there it is. But what I also wanted to ask you is, you know, You came back, you did your shows, Mustafa Ali, like all these free agents did their shows.
Oh, quick question. Why do you think they only talking about Mustafa Ali, all his shows being sold out, like all my shows ain't sold out too?
That's a great point.
I just want to know. I love Mustafa. All power in the world to that brother. I'm glad he's getting all the success he deserves. You deserve it, brother. But how come they don't be talking about how all my shows be sold out too? How come Dollar don't get no love? Why don't Dollar never get no love?
We got you making sure that this is gonna be changed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering.
Yo, how does it feel? Honestly, like, if someone tweeted at you, they're like, yo, why didn't they ever let you be on the mic?
They didn't want me. I legitimately believe the reason that I never got a microphone in WWE is because it's either one of two reasons. Either they literally did not understand hip-hop culture, which a lot of people didn't, because there was a lot of times where, like, we would, off-camera, like dark matches and house shows, we would promo down to the ring and the crowd would be hot. And then we'd do something and whoever came out would be a huge baby face and we'd have a great reactions throughout the whole match. And we did it in Germany, we did it in England, we did it in Wales, we did it in all over the United States, we did it everywhere, but we never got a chance to do that on TV. And I think one of the reasons is because maybe they didn't understand hip-hop culture, because a lot of times, like, we wouldn't go out rapping, we'd go out cutting promos. But then when they would talk about it, they'd be like, all right, you guys are gonna go out there and do your rap, and we're like, in the back of all of our minds, we would have these conversations, me, B-Fab, Ashanti, the Adonis, we'd be like, why do they keep saying you're gonna do your rap?
Like, yo, that's very what is it called? It's very coded.
Yeah, like you go out and do your rap. Like, what does that mean? Like, we're not rapping. Like, no one's rapping. Like, literally, I would literally only say two bars at the end, and it was literally just one punchline that was really just a wrestling promo to shit on the crowd. Like, that was, we wouldn't rap, but they would see it as rap because we were rappers, which I always thought was hilarious because we never got the mic on TV. So how are we rappers if we don't get the mic on TV? You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. John Cena was a rapper, and they had no problem understanding, hey, let him talk to the audience and then piss them off. Like, that's what it is, right? That's the blueprint. Yeah. It's the same thing Max Caster does in AEW. Like, you're a rapper, you talk to the crowd on the microphone. Yeah. So that's one option. The other option, I genuinely think maybe somebody didn't want me to get over. And that's okay. If it's not my time, it's not my time. I play my role. When they said, all right, you're going to be in this tag team, number one contenders match, you're going to slide in the ring, Sheamus is going to give you a bro kick, and you're going to get pinned. And you're going to be in the, and I was in the match for 8 seconds. I didn't complain. I didn't go to the back and complain to all the people. I didn't say, I'm not doing this. I said, all right, how am I going to make this as good as possible?
Yeah.
And I trended for 3 days after that spot because I'm good at what I do. Like, I didn't ask to be beat by Sheamus in 8 seconds. I would have loved to work a match with Sheamus. You know what I'm saying? I would have loved to work longer than 3 minutes with LA Knight. I would have loved to work longer than 3 minutes with Ricochet. Like, we would have loved to get more opportunities in tag matches. Like, let's talk facts. People like facts. What's the most watched pre-recorded SmackDown of the last, I don't know, maybe ever? It's Usos versus Hit Row for the tag team titles Christmas week 2022. That's a fact. Go look at the numbers. Why don't we get credit for that? Why don't we get credit for the fact that we did the segment with LA Knight in Madison Square Garden and it got 2 million views in 24 hours on YouTube? How many other videos WWE posted since then have 2 million views in 24 hours?
It's true.
Why don't we get credit for that? Why don't we get credit for the fact that we trended for 3 days because we wore ski masks outside? And people were like, we don't want to do anything like that. And then the Detroit Lions running back wore ski masks literally, what, like 2 weeks later? And everybody was like, this is so cool. And we're like, bro, we're trying to teach you the culture. Like, we're showing you the culture, and you don't even appreciate it. So it's like, there's a lot of factors. Thankfully, as you can see, I'm very good with this mic, and TNA recognizes that. And TNA gives me the – I've talked more on the mic. I've already done commentary for two different matches at TNA. Like, only one has aired, but I've already done commentary twice. Like, I've been given more opportunities to talk in TNA than I ever got in my 3 years in WWE. And people wonder why, if you go online and look at what people are saying, people are loving what I'm doing in TNA because I'm getting an opportunity to show who I really am. And I'm not going out there to be somebody's punching bag.
Yeah. No, it's not only that. I will say it's not just TNA, but, like, you know, you're promoting all the other matches you're doing across the country.
GCW.
I'm
going to be doing NWA soon. I'm going to be doing MLW. I'll be doing CCW. How many other wrestlers can get in this room? Let's keep it a buck. Without WWE or TNA or MLW, whatever company they work for, how many of them can get in this room? Not to mention Kay Adams up in Adams' show. Not to mention Pat McAfee's show.
Adrian Hernandez, Sporting Tribune today.
You know what I'm saying? Sporting Tribune today. How many other guys can get here? But when I say that, I'm the asshole. Why?
What? Hey, man, at some point, somebody's got the champion. You know, you got to give roses to yourself if other people aren't giving them.
Exactly.
At least that's how I see it.
Yeah.
Man, it's incredible. And I just told you, like, not even just in TNA here and you do the mic, but on social media. And you're very active on social media.
Yeah.
You know, last week, coming from the Rumble, I had a clip and it went viral. But with the viral.
Did you get credit for that?
On that one, I did.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, by the way. This guy gassing me up. I appreciate that. Yeah. But no, there was some backlash, and, like, I thought I saw what they were saying.
What was the backlash?
They just thought it was inappropriate, and I was like, bro, this is her character. If she's not doing this on camera, I'm not asking her to do this. I don't want to get into the specifics, but this was the first time I had to deal with stuff, and I talked to people. I reached out. I wanted to make sure that I was good because I thought I had good intentions. Someone told me, Adrian, are they paying you? If they ain't paying you, they don't matter. Keep doing what you're doing.
Woo. And that's, whoever told you that brother was spitting. That brother was spitting.
So my question to you is, like, what is your, I guess, what's your relationship with social media? You know, when do you decide, nah, let me respond to this dude who's talking crazy?
Whenever I feel like it. Because to me, social media is me a way for me to interact with my fans. And if you're an asshole to me unprovoked, I have every right to be an asshole to you right back. And people say, well, you're supposed to let that go. Well, that motherfucker didn't have to come into my mentions.
Yeah.
Like, if you got a problem with me, okay, say what you gotta say. But don't be mad at how I respond, because I know you ain't gonna have that same energy in person. I ain't never had one fan roll up on me in person and say some disrespectful wild shit ever, because they know what would happen. But guess what? That happens all the time, every single day. If I just go on my phone, I bet you it happened already 20 times today. Like, it happens all the time on social media, because these guys, they get too comfortable behind these computer screens. Where I'm from, G-shit, let's keep it real. I'm from Pioneer City. Where I'm from, if somebody walked up to one of the street runners, one of the top boys in my neighborhood, and said some of the things that they say to me, man, that would not end well for them.
People have been hurt for less.
Listen, man, what? Killed for less.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it a whole bean with you. There are people, and I won't even say his name because he's a lame. He washed up. He ain't mattered since 1984. But if you know me, you know who I'm talking about. He likes to talk shit about me all the time. I'm telling you, them boys in Pioneer City, they don't get this wrestling shit. They don't think that
online or anything.
They don't get that. So when they see someone disrespecting me, someone they love, someone that they would do anything for, they say, hey, yo, where he at? Nah, he can't talk to you like that. I'm going to pull up on him. I'm like, nah, bro, it's just whack wrestling shit. Don't worry about that, bro. Yeah. But they for real serious. For real serious. This is not a game. My Uncle Eddie did 21 years. My Pop-Pop Leon is 75. Feef spent 45 years in prison of his life. This shit is not a game. I'm not one of these fake wrestling boys. This shit is real street shit. shit. And I be trying to tell people that. But they don't understand, because if you, when this whole industry is so fake that the real can't even get recognized. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
Like, when people think hip-hop in the wrestling community, they think John Cena. They think Max Caster. And that's cool for them. But, like, Run DMC thinks I'm dope. DJ Who Kid thinks I'm dope. KRS-One thinks I'm dope. Nipsey Hussle is the reason I do my weekly rap videos, because the first one I ever did was on Nipsey Hussle's Right Hand of God, and he reached out to me to tell me it was dope and that I need to keep doing that.
That's crazy.
Think about that.
And I also want to say, like, DJ Who Kid, I know he's been around wrestling, so y'all might not know the history of what he does.
DJ Who Kid once got kidnapped by Terror Squad because he was putting out diss songs to Big Pun. That's a fact.
I am not related to him or Joe, by the way. I know you had questions. I'm not. I promise you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, real icons in the hip-hop industry. Like, when I met Snoop Dogg at WrestleMania, I said, yo, I went up to him, and B-Fab was there, Ric Flair was there, Ashanti was there, everybody heard this. I went up to Snoop and I said, hey Snoop, what's up, man? My name is, he said, AJ, what's up, man? Yeah, man, I seen a bunch of your videos, because I did a lot of rap videos on Snoop's beats. Yeah. I did Gin and Juice, I did Murder Was the Case, I've done a bunch of his beats. So, like, he knew me because he seen the videos. Like, he knew who I was already when I met him. I never expected that, to the point that when it happened, after we left, I was like, yo, did y'all hear what Snoop said?
Yeah.
And to Hootie, shout out to the Adonis, he was like, yeah, that motherfucker knew you. Like, right?
No, it's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Real people in hip-hop respect me and know that I'm nice. So, like, I don't care what internet troll wrestling fan A thinks, but I'm still going to tell him he's wrong and he's an asshole.
Yeah, as you should. And by the way, since you brought up the music, when you were doing the weekly series, like, I'm assuming that was therapeutic.
Yeah. It's also, it's a way to stunt. Because even some of the best rappers in the world couldn't make a new song and music video and do it all themselves every week.
While you're traveling.
While I'm traveling.
At home.
It's got to be all done. I can edit it on the road, but it's got to be wrote, recorded, mixed and mastered. Properly. And the video got to be shot by Wednesday night because I leave Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I did my Freestyle Friday videos. Literally, I did over 180 of them. I did 123 of them in a row. Like,
crazy.
Over 2 years straight in a row.
It's like some Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah.
Mixtape run type
shit. It's like, bro, I was put on, bro, the thing is, like, people ask me all the time. Like, any verse you've ever heard, people tell me, you got some of the craziest verses I've ever heard. Any verse you've ever heard me write, I wrote in less than 15 minutes. Facts. I've never took more than 15 minutes on a verse in my life. That comes from God. I am just blessed with the ability to be able to do that.
Are you ever gonna Are you ever gonna have a day where it takes long? Like,
no,
you don't let it. Why not?
Because it don't need to. Because in 15 minutes, I write masterpieces, masterpieces. You heard the new songs on Montez's album?
Not yet.
Montez has an album. He just dropped. I'm on four of the songs. All three of the songs that I'm on, I freestyled the hook.
All right, that was our man Adrian Hernandez talking to AJ Francis. We're gonna leave it there for now. These guys talked for a while. Just an amazing conversation. To definitely encourage you to go check out the entire conversation on YouTube as well. So we're going to leave it there for now. When we come back, the second half of Adrian's conversation with AJ Francis, when we come back right here on the Mightier 1090 News from California, the Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
We'll be right back with the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Time. There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now, in a city where time disappears. We create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big, we go all night, and here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Still clown with the underground when we come around.
Welcome back to the Rosh Markazi Show, presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mighty Gear 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. Just as a reminder, if you have a question or comment or want to win tickets to an upcoming game in Southern California, Las Vegas, or Hawaii, call our hotline 310-400-0340. All right, I wanted to play for you now the second half of the amazing conversation our very own from the Sporting Tribune, Adrian Hernandez, had with AJ Francis. Really love this guy's trajectory in terms of, you know, going from a professional football player to a WWE superstar. Now he's with TNA, and he did a great job, quite frankly, on the A&E series, WWE's Most Wanted Treasures. So just a really great career that he's had so far. So let's now hear the second half of Adrian's conversation with AJ Francis.
Like, the beats on, we recorded it in my studio, in my house. I had the headphones on, just let the beat ride, and I freestyled the hook. Like,
it's crazy.
It's I'm just blessed.
It's different.
I'm different.
That's why you're allowed outside.
Yeah, that's why I'm outside. Here. Who harder? Not
And one thing I want to touch on social media too is another thing I want to thank you, because obviously I'm a bigger dude.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw you go on there and you told, when it came to you falling out of the ring, I was very surprised. Like when you tweeted that out, and I was like, damn, he didn't say nothing for that long.
No, I let people on me for a year, not knowing that
the
world on me, WWE on me, every company, every fucking social media account, all of them shit on me for a year, and I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word to nobody. I just took that on the chest like a real man. You want to know why? Because I know I'm here for a divine purpose. I'm too blessed with all the things that I've been able to do in my life to ever not realize my blessings. So, like, I was able to internalize all that, because a lot of things that came out of that was the fact that I'm way healthier now. I just did the Pat McAfee show, and he says, boy, you look great. You must be down weight. I'm like, I'm actually 330. He's like, there's no way you're 330. I'm like, put the scale out, bro. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in at 330 pounds.
Salute.
That was when I was 340 in the NFL. I got all the way down to 259 because diabetes was whooping my ass, and I didn't know it, and I was dying. I was literally dying. I was 2 months away from losing my feet. I was probably like 6 months away from losing my life. Like, that's a fact. So, like, this, from that, I'm able to get healthy again. So, like, now I'm in better shape than when I was in the NFL. And that's the funniest part, is like, people take the dive and they use it as a way to pretend I'm not athletic, as if it wasn't because my diabetes was killing me. But it's also funny, it's like, the people who say that dumb shit, they probably didn't even start on varsity in their high school.
Or would ever get in the ring. And also, the fact that, like, the idea that you would just try that because you was on SmackDown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as in, like, you've never done it before.
I had done it so many times before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, maybe I should have known that I shouldn't have did it that day. But it's live on TV, baby. I'm trying to fucking go crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
every opportunity.
Yeah. So, yeah. Didn't work out, but am I the first person to fuck up a spot?
Nope. When was the last either?
When have I fucked up a spot, before or since? So it's like, y'all really gonna talk bad about me because of one night when you know what the situation was? Like, you're a piece of shit, and that's cool. You can be a piece of shit. I don't affect me either way, because I know what my purpose is. I know what I'm here for. So, like, you know, yesterday, every day now, this one thing is crazy to me about when I told everybody about the diabetes situation. People came up to me. Yesterday, a dude did it out in front of T-Mobile. Happens all the time. Like, telling me thank you. Because they're like, man, like, you know, I didn't know that I had diabetes. I thought my body was betraying me. Or some people are like, man, once you said that and you talked about what you were going through, I realized that was happening to me. So I went and got checked and found out that I had diabetes. Like, my pain that I internalized from all the people shitting on me help save not just my life, but other people's lives. And I'm grateful for that. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, like.
That's why I thanked you. That's why
I asked. You know what I'm saying? Like.
And the reason I ask is because the next time we get an interview and we in person, we going to see and you going to call me out. Hey, motherfucker, I still see the chins. We need to make it a chin.
Wait, are you.
I'm talking about me.
Are you. You find out you got diabetes?
No. Oh. But I'm just, I know my.
You big, yeah, you big fella. You
got a big fella. I'm trying to be on TV. I'm trying to be the best person to talk to wrestlers. Chris Van Vliet, Sean Ross.
I got an interview with.
Y'all are amazing.
I got an interview with Chris Van Vliet coming out soon.
All right, shout out to him. I don't care. I want y'all to watch this one. No disrespect. And he did TV in Cleveland where I'm born and raised.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be the best. And in order for me to do that, as much as I don't think so, we're going to have to slim down.
Yeah.
Because I want the homies to hang out with me and I need the women to want to be with me.
Man, you know all that. Do that for your kid.
No, and my son.
Yeah.
That's the most important part.
Yeah,
facts and foremost.
Yeah.
And so
you know what's funny is you talk about doing TV in Cleveland. True story. And this is crazy to me, the rap that I get. You know, I was paying my own money to my own PR guy who I used to use when I was in the NFL, and I brought him back on board when we went back to WWE. I was paying him my own money so that we could go on TV and radio stations in the cities that we were doing shows in to promote the show, the day of the show, out of my own pocket. Mind you, WWE has a whole team of people.
A whole squad. It's a bigger squad now.
That they make people do it, and a lot of those people complain about having to get up and do it.
Yeah.
I was paying my own money to do that for the good of the company, and I'm not a company guy. Crazy.
No, crazy. That's insane. Let me, real quick on the health tip, what were some of the big changes that you did? Whether it's in the gym,
water,
whatever.
Water. And I don't drink any... When I say I don't drink any drink with sugar in it, I mean I drink black coffee now. I don't, like, even if I do want a soda, it's going to be like a Coke Zero. You know what I'm saying? Like, I drink water. I don't eat rice as much anymore. Not because rice
or
in your blood, it becomes sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I used to eat rice with every meal.
Yeah.
Gee, shit. Every meal. Rice goes with everything. I used to eat rice with every meal, and now I eat rice literally, like, once a month, maybe just like rice is like a treat now.
Well, you live in Florida. It's hard to escape with all
it's
my
crazy.
Latinos.
It's crazy that rice is like a dessert now. It's like...
that is wild to think of. One thing I want to salute you, and I also want to salute Muscle Man Malcolm.
Yeah.
I saw the interview you guys did, and the thing that I loved is, you know, when he brought up Bray Wyatt, you could tell the passion,
mm-hmm.
not even working on them, just as a fan.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would like to think and me as a wrestling fan, I want to know that the person that's doing it gives as much, they care as much about it as I do as a fan. And you could tell that.
I love Bray, man. But Bray is the reason I got so heavy back into wrestling. Like, went to WrestleMania 30. I got a tattoo, a WrestleMania 30 tattoo. Hold on.
He don't lie. He gonna show you.
Right there, the triple X right there. That's the logo for WrestleMania 30. It was the first WrestleMania I ever went to. I went to see Bray Wyatt versus John Cena.
Like, New Orleans.
Yeah. That's why I went. Like, Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker sounded great. And WrestleMania was hot as ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and arguably WrestleMania 30 is one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time. But I went to see Bray and John Cena. Like, that's why I went. So, like, I wore a sheep mask to the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I wore a sheep mask and a fake Run DMC Bray Wyatt shirt that I got off some bootleg website, and it said Run and then three sheep masks. Like, I wore that to the show, to WrestleMania, because I loved Bray.
Let me ask you, one of the most unique entrances ever, right? Being in the ring as he's coming out,
ooh,
and you see all the phones turn up.
Man.
Describe that if you could.
So, like, I'm getting goosebumps right now. So, obviously, we were Bray's last in-ring performance that he did. It wasn't a match, but... And we're actually rapping. And we're rapping in Montreal. And they're hating it because wrestling fans don't like rap. heels, which is why all rappers are heels until people realize, oh, they're actually good.
Or they're never a theme song for a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And it's always Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Or some BS. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, wrestling fans hate rap music. That's why they boo all the rappers, right? So we knew that. So we went out, and I said a line where I can't even remember. Oh, reporting live from Montreal, Quebec, where we all know the fact that Brett screwed Brett. Right? And obviously the people in Canada hated that line, right? So they already, they think they're going to get a full musical performance, right? So we go for about 30 seconds and then lights shut and the Bray theme starts playing. And when I tell you, it was like a chill came over the room. Like the best way I can describe it is like, you know how, like, when he would come out through the door in his later entrances, or, like, even when he came out with the lantern, he would come out and there'd be smoke on the ground?
Yeah.
It felt like smoke filled the room.
Yeah.
Like, the whole arena, like, the entire vibe just changed. And then you see the Fireflies come out. And I've been a Firefly. I was a Firefly at WrestleMania 30. I was a Firefly at WrestleMania 33. I was a Firefly at WrestleMania 34. Right? So it's like, I loved Bray. I was a Firefly at every show I ever went to that Bray was on. So to see all of them come out while you're standing in the ring, it's like being a part of magic. It's like being a part of, like, and in a whole different universe. Bro, I've been in the ring and AJ Styles' music's hit. I've been in the ring and, you know, the LWO or Sheamus or Drew McIntyre. Like, these guys are stars.
Yeah.
I'm nothing against them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in the ring and some of the biggest names in this business, their music hits. And, like, yeah, the vibe changes. But there was nothing like when them Fireflies came out, it was like, you weren't even in a wrestling show anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's like dreams and nightmares where everyone pulls out their
literally,
phone right before the
literally,
beat drops.
Literally. It's like it was like you were transformed to a different realm. Like, it's, man, and I'm just very grateful that I got to be a part of it. Like, I'm not grateful that it was his last one. Obviously, I wish Bray was still here.
Of course.
But I'm grateful that I got to be a part of it at all.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
And you bring up West Shore Mall. He was a dude that I can recall four different times. He'd always be by himself. He just, like, I worked right next to the Sears, right? Dude would just walk around the Sears by himself. And I'm like, oh, this dude's different. Because I know, I was like, oh, he plot and everything, and just different and one of a kind. And thank you for that insight. Real quick, before we get you out of here.
Nah, man, take as much time as you want.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't give a
Thank
I ain't got nowhere else to be.
I'm not talking to you about Brock Purdy and if he's a system quarterback.
Yeah, he might be a system quarterback, but that doesn't make him a bad quarterback.
That's true. Hey, if the system works.
Yeah.
By the way, AJ Styles, top 10 theme song of all time?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. They don't want none?
How about
they
don't want none? Wait a minute.
Here's why.
AJ Styles
this is how
Mark
I
Henry's.
They're both good. See, this is what I was going to say. To me, what makes a good intro song is, can I rap on it? If I can't rap on your intro song, I don't like it. I think it's trash. Right?
Sorry, Bella Twins.
No, I could definitely rap on that. You can look, but you can't touch. Yeah, I could definitely rap on that. For sure.
He's but like
the super heavy metal. Not for me. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Or there's the rare occasion like Bobby Roode's Glorious. Like, I could rap on that, but it would be pointless.
That'd be annoying.
Yeah, but
that's
like
Chance the Rapper.
But no, it's like poor Chance. So that's a good song, but even though I can't rap on it. But usually that's how I dictate. It's like, if I can rap on your song, it's good. Mark Henry, great. AJ Styles, great.
3-6 Mafia, shout out to y'all.
3-6.
You have been very supportive, and salute to you, BFAB.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously now,
Montez, love her to death.
Bobby Lashley and everything. How happy were you to see that?
I'm glad she's getting an opportunity, man. I'm glad she's getting a chance. Like,
It's all people want, right?
That's all. All we ever wanted was a chance. Like, all we ever wanted was a chance to do what we love to do. Like, these people, like, B-Fab works her ass off. Like, I worked my ass off. Like, Ashante works his ass off. And we worked hard. It's not like we were out here just coasting by. Like, we were working our asses off. And she works hard, man. Like, and she hasn't got any of the rewards. She don't have a televised match on SmackDown yet. Like, no. That's crazy to me. Especially when she's torn down house shows and dark matches with Natty so many times. Like, and, like, we've had, like, six-person tag matches where she's involved in them, like...
And there's been moments, and it's like, why don't you see that glimpse and think it could be more? Matter of fact,
she was in the Rumble. She did great in the Rumble 2 years ago. Like, she wasn't even in the Rumble this year.
Yeah. That's, well, like, let me ask you, because we talked about this before we started the interview. You know, there was opportunities that I thought I would have here in Vegas, with specifically with wrestling stuff, and I was not.
Oh, when WWE room. Left you out in the cold?
Stop it. Chill out, bro.
Hey, I'm just being honest. I heard from a lot of different reporters that they was mad. I heard that only Sean Ross Sapp and Denise got to go back there, and all the other wrestler reporters that came to Vegas.
No, shout out to them. Andreas Hale was in there.
Andreas Hale, okay. But
there's others. The ESPN dude. Well, yeah. One of them, not Hollinger. Coppinger? Hollinger?
Yeah. Well,
the boxing dude.
Yeah. Either way.
Cornball.
It was anyway. A lot of them left out in the snow, like my boy Muscle Man Malcolm, like you. You know what I'm saying?
At least I live here.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going. I didn't pay for no plane ticket or a hotel. No, but shout out to them. And listen, that just means we got more work to do.
Yeah.
Which I guess that was my mindset driving back home. And, like, I guess that's my question to you of, like, listen, you talk about being a team player and, like, yo, if this is the best, okay, cool. I don't care if you're going to give me 8 seconds. I don't care if you're going to give me 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure out a way to maximize this and make this work.
Yep.
That's a difficult mentality to have.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Especially in any form of entertainment.
I brought that from the NFL, though. Like, I started, like... 3 games in the NFL. Like, every other guy, I was a utility guy.
Yeah.
Like, if a defensive end went down, I played DN that week. If a nose guard was hurt, I played nose guard that week. If a three technique was hurt, I played three technique. I was the guy that knew.
You're not going to play because there's another position?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, you got to be able to adapt. You got to be able to do the most of what you can do. When I was in, this is a true story. If you don't believe me, ask Gerald McCoy, ask Brent Grimes, ask anybody who was on the Tampa Bay Bucks in 2016. In 2016, Mike Smith had this system he used where, like, you get, like, 5 points for a sack, 10 points for an interception, 10 points for a fumble recovery, 10 points for a forced fumble, 1 point for a tackle, 3 points for a TFL. Like, yeah. And it was a whole point system for any stat you can get on defense, right? Preseason, I got cut by the Bucks. I didn't make the team. But preseason, in their preseason, in the point system, I had the least amount of snaps in the D-line, and the only person with more points than me was Gerald McCoy, who they're paying $100 million. That's a fact. Look it up. Watch the tape. Ask anybody who's in the room. People were laughing in the room because when I got cut because they thought it was a joke. Like, people thought it was a joke that I got cut. They were like, oh, man, where AJ at, man? Stop playing. And Brent's like, nah, they cut him. Gerald McCoy calls me. He says, yo, I thought you was going to start next to me, but you know what I'm saying? You still got a chance in this league. There's 31 other teams. I can't wait to see you down the road. Me and Gerald still cool. Me and Brent still cool. I say all that to say this. You got to maximize what you get. Yesterday, you got over. It happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You went out there. You didn't get the opportunity you deserve, but you're going to get that opportunity in the future.
Yeah. Be ready.
Be ready.
Don't be mad. Be ready.
Be ready.
So you just signed the TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the news is Scott D'Amore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a situation like I just got hired.
Yeah.
And is that pretty much it?
Nah, it's like, to me, so I had met Scott once before we did TNA Hard to Kill. Mm-hmm. I met him in the 9 months between we got released the first time and when we got brought back at WrestleMania weekend in a hotel, but in the back room of the hotel while they were doing the TNA show at WrestleCon. And he was cool, like, but it just wasn't the right time. Plus, at the time, it was me, Tahuti, and Brianna. It was all three of us, the Hitmakers. So, like, it wasn't the right time to bring in three talent, right? Mm-hmm. So, but he was so nice. He couldn't have been nicer. And then, obviously, I got released, and they're still in WWE. So now it's just me. So then, you know, Tommy Dreamer actually was the reason that I got brought in. And Tommy was just like, look, man, I know you hear these bullshit rumors about how he is as a person. I'm telling you, I'm hung with him. He's not like that at all. He's like, worst case scenario, bring him in here for a show. If he is an asshole or he isn't what you expect, we just won't bring him back. And then Scott was like, all right, cool, bring him in. So Tommy brings me in. I do the Hard to Kill pre-show with Joe Hendry and DJ Who Kid, and it blows up. It's one of the biggest things that comes out of that show, right? So off of that one time alone, Scott was like, oh, we're going to keep bringing you back. So like now I'm booked.
So the idea to bring you for the pre-show was a one-time thing?
It wasn't a one-time thing because I was supposed to do the pre-show thing, and then I was supposed to have a match with Joe Hendry the next week in Orlando.
Okay, gotcha.
So it was supposed to be like a three-show thing.
All right, that was our very own Adrian Hernandez talking to AJ Francis. That is all the time we have for today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Until then, this is Arash Markazi saying stay safe and stay healthy.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.